Hampton Dumont Cow hosting the Kick the Stigma event on Thursday, April 16th, as they raise awareness about mental health, spread the conversation, say something. And right now we're joined by the organizer of this, kind of spearheading all this. You've heard about her before with Alive and Running, things like that. They've hosted events with that. That is Michelle Raska as we talk about this event. And Michelle, appreciate the time here. So I guess just kind of talk to us about partnering with the school, getting this together, get this, you know, with the opposing school, Charles City, to be involved in this as well. Just talk about that importance.
Oh, it's very important. We did this last year. We called it Slam the Stigma during a basketball game, and I wanted to do it again this year. So I went and met with Matt Trowski, and we decided that instead of doing Slam the Stigma, we wanted to do Kick the Stigma, get some more people involved, get a different dynamic of people so that they know we can stop the stigma, any type of mental health. So him and I sat down one day and brainstormed and got some names and brought some vendors and some organizations here. And I'm just here to support everybody, to let everybody know that we can do this. We can do this as a community, just stop the stigma.
So you've done it with basketball, Slam the Stigma, Kick the Stigma for soccer. I guess football, maybe Spike the Stigma, you could do some. I'll give you some ideas. But in baseball, Swing the Stigma, there's stuff like that. But I know going back on this too, I know you've been heavily involved with this, Alive and Running, things like that. And talking to these other vendors, a question that keeps popping up is, we're in rural Iowa, so the resources for this kind of, you know, mental health, not readily available. So it's great to have vendors like this to show the community that these resources are in fact available here, Michelle.
And yes, that is true. That is one of the reasons why I keep talking, you know, getting these resources out there, letting people know that they're here and they're willing to help. We just have to keep talking about it, getting the people to say, you know, hey, we do have the resources. You need to go talk to this person and that person. They're there. We just have to keep that word going, that organization available. It's just basically keeping the communication open so that people know, yes, we're out in rural Iowa, but we do have the resources. And having them here and you guys can see them is another great resource. You can see that we're here. We're right here in Franklin County, and they've got the resources. They've got their names. They got their business cards. People have been stopping by and picking them all up, which is great. Then they can take them home and spread the word that way.
And as they always say, keep the conversation moving as well. So, and obviously everyone knows about your story from a few years ago, tragic loss, and hearing some of these kids or even adults coming up to these vendors, everyone seems to just have a story about they have a friend, they have a relative that has struggled through some health issues like this. So, I mean, it is important to keep that conversation going.
Absolutely. Keeping the conversation going, keeping your loved one's memory going, it's all connected in one way or the other. And the more we can be honest and open and help each other, that is the key, is just be there for each other and help.
Well, Michelle, anything else you'd like to add? Maybe, I don't know if you got some other things planned for the rest of this year. I know you're heavily involved with this, with Alive and Running. They've been to the school to do training, but anything else you'd like to add, or maybe if you got any upcoming events that you have?
We're going to be supporting the Hope Squad. We do a memorial ride for our son Wyatt every year, and the donations that we got go to his scholarship. And this year we're going to donate some proceeds to the Hope Squad, which will be fully implemented this fall. We're also going to be involved in a lot more with Alive and Running, and the Gift of Giving is here, Prairie Ridge is here. So we take this very seriously. We help out in the community as much as we can. That's what it's all about. We got to help. Got to help.
Michelle, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us, and keep us in the loop with any future events.
Well, thank you very much for having us.